on the Vermont Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is the Cat's Den. Now, here is your host, Brady Farkas.
What's up, everybody? It is the Cat's Den right here on this Tuesday. Every Tuesday night we do this 6 to 7. However, tonight 6 to 6:30 because we do have Bruins hockey on these airways against the San Jose Sharks. We are looking forward to the next half hour. We have a great show planned for you. And then I'm going to be just moseying on over down the street to the Burger Bar where we will have trivia. It's going to be Friends-themed trivia. So if you've watched a television at any point in the last 20 years, actually the last 25 years, chances are you've seen at least one episode of Friends, and they are on all the time now in syndication. So we'll have a blast. 802-655-6672 if you want to get in on the Town Fair Tire text line. Got two guests today, so I'm just going to kind of get right to it and tell you what's coming on. Dave Grippo is going to join us in about 4 minutes from now. He is the guy who plays the saxophone before UVM home games at Patrick Gym on the men's basketball side of things. So I'm very excited. I've actually been trying to do this interview for a while. We finally were able to connect, and Dave Grippo is going to join us in just a couple of minutes. From what I understand, a legendary band player here in Burlington. So I'm looking forward to that. And then also Alyssa Gorecki is going to join us at about 6:20. We'll only have her for a couple of minutes, but she's the captain of the UVM women's hockey team. Catamounts have gotten in to the Hockey East playoffs. They sneak into the eighth spot, and they'll take on number one Northeastern coming up this weekend down in Boston. So looking forward to talking to Alyssa as well. Since the last time we spoke, UVM has narrowly beaten Binghamton on the men's basketball side, and they have been beaten by UMBC. I told you this last week that I didn't think we were going to learn a whole lot out of this game against UMBC, and unfortunately for the Cats, they lost. But at the end of the day, I didn't learn a lot. I learned that Ryan Odom's a really good coach, which is what I thought I would learn if the Retrievers won. John Becker's a really good coach. Will Brown's a really good coach. And Ryan Odom's a really good coach. Ultimately, more coaches leads to better recruiting classes, leads to better teams, leads to a better league, which ultimately is what everybody wants. No, it won't be as easy for UVM to win and roll through the league at 16-0 or 15-1. But right now, they're still on pace for 14-2. I mean, so just because the league getting good is a good thing. A better RPI for the league could lead to higher seeding in the NCAA tournament for whoever represents the league. Okay, I understand that we are nervous the fact that UMBC's beaten UVM three times, two of those that have come at Patrick Gym. I understand we're nervous about that. I understand we want the Catamounts to go through every regular season unbeaten and just roll through it, but at the end of the day, you should want the league to be stronger. League being stronger means more better games for you to go watch as a fan, means a better chance that the team can get a higher seed in the tournament because the league is just better. And that's what leagues are seeking. So more good coaches, more good teams, better outlook for the league as a whole. I'd be absolutely thrilled about that if I were a UVM fan. As for what the Cats can do themselves, when they play UMBC in the future, they're going to have to figure out a way to hit some shots from the outside. 4 of 24 from three is unacceptable. But the Cats did a lot of things well against the Retrievers in that game, and they only lost by 9 points. 4 of 24 from three, you think you're getting beat by a lot more than nine. They still played good defensively. And if I can hit 2-3 more of those threes, then I'm right in. I'm not even asking you to shoot 35%. If I can shoot 30%, then I got a chance. If they go 7 for 27, I mean, we're looking at like 24% in that game. If they just shoot three more and make three more, they go 6 for 24. They're right in that game. They're only shooting 25%. I have to be confident that they can do that. The thing that does make me a bit nervous, they need that third score. You look at that game against Binghamton on Saturday, and Binghamton's a team that they should wipe the floor with, and they didn't. They only won by six, 69-63. Anthony Lamb gets 28. Ernie Duncan gets 22 or so in that win. Nobody else has more than six. Where is Steph Smith? Where is Everett Duncan? Where is Robin Duncan? Where is Rob Petty? Where is Ben Shungu? Where are these guys that have been integral parts of the team's scoring attack all throughout the year? It cannot just be Lamb. It cannot just be Lamb and Ernie. You're going to need the third score. It doesn't have to be consistent every game as to who it is, but it needs to be consistent in that it needs to be there. There needs to be the presence for the Catamounts offensively, and they just didn't get it in that game against Binghamton the other day. That's what I'd be worried about more than anything. Before I worry about UMBC down the road in the playoffs, I'd worry about who's my third scorer consistently. Can I get something out of them? And Ernie didn't play that well against UMBC. So they're going to need Lamb and Ernie to be great. And they're going to need somebody else to step up. All right, I told you, short show today, so we got to get right to it. Speaking of UVM basketball, speaking of consistency, one of the things we know about UVM basketball that is consistent and is consistently great is what goes on before the game in the national anthem. Dave Grippo is, as I am told, as I have learned, a legendary band player here in Burlington, has played for, you know, has played with Phish, has played all over the local scene, has played for some really big groups in his time. He also does the national anthem at UVM basketball games. I mean, Dave Grippo is joining us now in the Cat's Den right here on 101.3 The Game. Dave, I mean, is it every game? Am I out of turn here? How often are you playing? Is it every game?
I'm doing well, Brady. Things are good.
I appreciate you joining us. Did I speak out of turn? Do you play the national anthem for every single home game of the year?
No, I just, you know, that would be something, huh? I would feel like the guy who used to sing for the New York Rangers every game, or the guy for the Boston Bruins. They have their special anthem person that does every game. John Amarante comes to mind at the Madison Square Garden.
So how many games do you do?
I maybe do about four or five games, usually mostly in the America East portion of the schedule. That's when they seem to want me to be there. And I usually try to target the games that seem to have high importance, like Albany or UMBC or Stony Brook or, you know, some of the hot teams, Hartford. But lately I'm getting a little gun-shy about being there for UMBC. They seem to have our number.
Yeah, three consecutive wins for the Retrievers over the Cats. So, Dave, how long have you been hooked up with UVM doing the anthem?
Well, it stems back from the coach Lonergan. Actually, even before that, when Coach Brennan was coaching the Cats, I had wanted to get in there and do the anthem for them. And an opportunity came up. I finally got a call, but I was on tour with Trey Anastasio and the Trey Anastasio band, so I was unable to do that playoff game. I think that was one of the years when they won the America East. But then Tom retired, and along came Coach Lonergan, and his son and my son played together on a little league team that I was coaching, and so I would, you know, come in contact with Coach Lonergan quite often. And so I would tell him the story about wanting to get up there and play the national anthem for them, and he says, "Why don't you do it?" And so he put me in contact with one of the people who organized the anthem, and that started it. And gosh, I think, you know, that would have to be 2006 or 7 or 8, around then.
Now,
so ever since then, I've been, you know, playing.
I have heard you do the anthem on multiple occasions, usually in the America East tournament or in some big games against Albany that I've been to. Do you do the same version of the anthem every time, or do you ever change it up, throw a little more pizzazz on, hold a note longer?
Well, if I change anything up, it'll be the little flair I put at the end. I usually try to play the anthem as true to the melody, and I'm very careful about the melody notes. You know, I hear many versions of the anthem these days, and some people, there's one note that they play, flatted interval of, that is actually not correct, and I'm always wondering why they do that. Is that done on purpose, or is that something that they're not paying attention closely enough? So, you know, I mean, you hear a lot of versions these days, and I think people are trying to be creative and put their little personal flair on it. I think recently the most the most different version that I've ever heard of the anthem was done by the gentleman who played for the NBA All-Star Game, and they reharmonized the whole thing. And I thought it was quite an amazing thing. But that's not the way I like to do it. I like the melody the way it is, and I try to make my tone sound pure and hopefully play in tune as best I can, you know, and I get excited sometimes on the high end of an alto sax. You can get a little sharp if you're not careful, but I do try to play the song as if I were singing it, and I know some people, I can hear them, that they're singing right along with me, which I try not to pay attention to, because then I think, well, you know, could I get distracted and block out my mind? That would not be good, to get lost in the middle of the song. So once I get going, I'm in my own zone right there, and just trying to fill up the gymnasium with sound, which is really a cool experience, you know, being able to play without a microphone. And, you know, when it's quiet, you can fill up the room. As soon as they start cheering, you tend to think, oh, well, maybe I should have had the microphone for this.
Dave Grippo, he's the guy who plays the saxophone, plays the national anthem before UVM basketball games. He's here with us on the Cats 10 101.3 The Game and 1013thegame.com. Have you ever had an opposing coach or an opposing player stop you after the anthem and compliment you?
I can't recall, but I do remember, well, the officials. Gosh, the officials, they're my biggest fans.
And you're their only fan.
Well, that's true. But they come over. You know, sometimes I'll get a nod from the opposing coach. And I think one time I went up to an opposing player after the game because he played so good. And I shook his hand. I said, wow, you really played a great game. And I said, I was the fellow who played the national anthem. And he said, oh, wow, that was really great. So, I mean, I know they're hearing it and they're paying attention because they always turn around and look. You know, as soon as it's over, when the guys are facing the other way, they'll turn around at the end and look, see where did that come from? And I noticed in the very last game we played against Albany, they were all facing me this time, which I thought was interesting.
Do you still get nervous, or are you never nervous?
I don't get nervous anymore. I the only thing I ever get is concerned that everything's working on my horn.
Yes.
So I'm in that room where the offices are, and I'm always making sure that one key doesn't stick, that tends to stick on a saxophone. You know, there's a key for a note, G sharp, and sometimes if things aren't oiled up properly, it can get sticky, and that would be, you know, devastating.
Well, Dave, we'll let you go on this. You are not just full-time anthem player at UVM. You are also a teacher at South Burlington in the school district. What exactly do you do in the full-time gig?
Well, that is what I do. I'm a middle school teacher, a music teacher, and a high school jazz band director. I run the jazz band program for South Burlington High School and Middle School. I also teach some 6th and 7th grade band. And then on the side from that, I play professionally. And with my band, the Grippo Funk Band, and we play, you know, locally and regionally from time to time. And I've had numerous opportunities to play over the years with bands like Fish. I've recorded on at least 8 of their albums, and was one of the founding members of the Giant Country Horns, which was Fish's horn section for many years, and then also the Trey Anastasio band. I was one of the founding members of that group. So, keeping busy. I also done some tours with Kool & the Gang's trumpet player, Michael Ray, and, just playing. Right now, we're getting ready for a Mardi Gras parade with our 6th grade band. We're going to go right through the middle school. And
wow.
That's quite an exciting moment. We get all the kids coming out of their study halls with beads and things, and they're throwing that at us. And causes quite a stir in the school.
Well, Dave, this has been a lot of fun. I am starting a podcast, so I'll have to get you on as an early guest in that, where we can talk for like 40 minutes just about your fish experiences, because I'm sure that's worth a whole episode in its own right. But Dave Grippo, he's the guy who plays the anthem on the saxophone before UVM games. Catamounts play Saturday night at home against Stony Brook. Dave, we look forward to hearing you multiple more times this season, because the more you're playing, the more the Cats are winning, huh?
Well, that's what I was hoping to be able to do, to fire up the boys, and they seem to love it. I know our team really, really appreciates it. When they see me coming in there, they have a smile on their face, and coach, all the coaches are great. So, hey, thanks so much for having me on the show, and if anyone's curious about seeing my national anthem, they can always look up on YouTube. I had performed at Fenway Park for Vermont Day in 2015, and that's one of the good versions, I think. So,
well, we're looking forward to it, Dave. Dave, we appreciate it, and keep on rocking, baby.
All right. Take care, Brady. Thanks so much.
Thank you. There he goes, Dave Grippo. I could have talked to him all day. We'll have to get him on the Brady and the Bunch podcast, which, again, I am starting. You'll learn more about that. I am excited for that as well. And we are in a time crunch. UVM women's hockey, they are headed to the playoffs. Alyssa Gorecki is the captain. She's going to join us for our final segment of the Cats 10 on 101.3 The Game.
2-655-6672 on the Town Fair Tire text line. It's the Cats 10 with Brady Farkas on 101.3 The Game at 101.3thegame.com.
All right, everybody, remember, trivia tonight, 7:30 to 9:30. It is the Cats Den. Allagash Beer will be with us at trivia. We'll have tons of prizes, lots of fun. Bruins hockey's coming up about 9 minutes from now, so we are strapped for time. But let's continue with the hockey theme, because the UVM women's hockey team had a big tie this weekend on the road at Maine, which has pole vaulted them into the final playoff position for the Hockey East playoffs. They'll take on number one Northeastern this upcoming weekend. Alyssa Gorecki is the captain of the Catamounts. She's here with us for just a couple of minutes here on the cast. And Alyssa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I appreciate you joining us. I'm good as well. Let's talk about last weekend first. I say you guys are going to the playoffs, but only because of what you were able to accomplish last weekend on the road up at Maine, getting a tie to get that crucial point to get to the Hockey East playoffs. What was last weekend like for you guys?
I think it was definitely a really intense weekend. The past few weekends, it's been do or die, where we've had to win every game. So I think we just brought that intensity this past weekend and knew what we had to do to get it done, and knew we had to come out with a tie, and they played hard. But I think that we definitely stuck to our game plan and really made it work.
What does it mean for you in your senior season to head back to the Hockey East playoffs?
Oh, it means a lot. We definitely wanted, our goal is obviously to get to the Final Four for Hockey East, but it definitely means a lot being able to make playoffs senior year.
How do you, as the captain, kind of, last week, obviously, you know, you're trying to balance the emotion of it, but also being technically sound. How do you, as the captain, help lead your team in a situation like last weekend against Maine, where you know you need a point?
I think me, as long as the other captains, we definitely know that we just need to keep everybody positive, keep the energy up, and just know that we need to stick to the game plan and have everybody be their best in their role to be able to get things done.
We've talked to Coach Plumer a lot this season and a lot over the years, and we always talk about how the program has continued to grow and it's going to continue to get better and better as the refurbished Gutterson Fieldhouse project happens inside the next couple of years. As a senior looking at the program, how much better is the program that you're leaving versus what you came into?
I think the whole culture of the team has changed immensely in the past 4 years. I think that the senior class now has done a very good job, and the past years of seniors definitely have helped it grow into our play, compete, finish, grow mindset, and definitely have a very supportive and welcoming culture, which has helped, I think, the incoming freshmen to be able to do well throughout their years.
Playing number one Northeastern, you said your goal is to get to the Final Four of Hockey East. It's certainly going to be a tall task getting past the number one seed in the tournament. So how do you go into this mindset? What's your mindset going into this weekend? You go in with pressure? Do you go in with nothing to lose, knowing you're the underdog? How do you play this weekend mentally?
I think we definitely can go into that we have nothing to lose, because obviously outsiders definitely don't think that we'll come out on top. And it's definitely going to be a super tough weekend, but the past few games that we played against them, I thought that we have played well. So I think we just got to bring that intensity and know that we just have to be able to play to our game, play to our systems, and just play tough.
Listen, as I said, you are a senior. You are all over the Catamount record book. I mean, you're top 10 in most points in your career, in most points in a career, top 10 in most goals in a career, most assists in a career, and top 10 for most goals in a season. How have you been able to have such success here in Burlington?
I think definitely just the support from my teammates and being able to help each other be successful.
We're talking with Alyssa Gorecki here on the Cats 10, 101.3 The Game and 101.3thegame.com. UVM women's hockey back in the Hockey East playoffs. They'll take on Boston Northeastern University rather this weekend on the road in Boston. Alyssa, what are your plans for after graduation?
I actually am going to graduate school at Marquette University be an athletic trainer.
Okay, so that's what's the dream job for you then?
Oh, to be an athletic trainer like our Allison Shepherd.
Alyssa, we appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Yes, there she goes, Alyssa Gorecki. Catamounts on the road, Boston University, or in Boston, rather, Northeastern University. Trivia night is tonight. A lot of fascinating stuff. Everything available online, 101.3thegame.com. We'll see you over at the Burger Bar, again, 7:30 to 9:30. Cats 10 back next week.